Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Lots of scams to warn you about, and Steve Burness is here, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Steve. Let's talk first about some numbers that I came across. I think this was released by the FBI. 96% of U.S. adults are targeted now by email, text, or phone scams every week. You must be busy over at the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's getting out of hand. The consumers are just getting hit continuously in all different ways. And the reason they're doing it is it's working for them in some way. So consumers have to just remember that if the offer seems to be true, it usually is, and check every call or message you get, because it could be a scammer.
Now more than ever, FTC numbers now indicating overall losses to text scams hitting $470 million. That's incredible.
That is incredible, Bob. But that's not what we know about. Think of all the consumers that have not filed complaints or just wrote off to Experience. It could be double. It could be that much larger. Yeah. I think consumers don't realize that by clicking a link, how much damage you can do to your system, your computer. Or if you get on a list, like the old days, Bob, you get on a sweepstakes list, and you get on a list, and they continuously bombard you with different scams continuously, and then you keep falling for it until you realize you're out of money, and then they stop.
Yes. How about the retired nun in the suburbs who lost $400,000? How did this happen, Steve?
Well, I feel so sorry for her. She's an 80-year-old retired nun, as you mentioned, and she didn't have any cell phone or internet. She wanted to stay away from all that stuff, and unfortunately they called her and they said they were allegedly from Publishers Clearinghouse, and then she won $10 million. But however, you got to pay a luxury tax and additional taxes, and they kept asking for checks, and she kept sending them to the tune of $400,000. And finally she realized that this was a scam. They actually, which is unique, Bob, is sometimes, you give up on scammers, you don't call them or you don't answer your phone. They sent a locksmith out, allegedly from her grandson, saying basically, she can't get access to her house, and because they want to communicate. They said, well, could you get her on the phone for me? And so they want you to, they just paid a locksmith to go out to, so they can open a line of communication with the scammer, with the consumer, the consumer has given up. So always remember, tell your, friends, family, parents, children, you don't have to pay anything to win a prize, and that's the tip off to the rip off, Bob.
That's unbelievable. That happened to Wheeling. In Palos Hills, a man swindled investors, and this was a precious metal scheme, wasn't it?
It was. And seeing increasing those types of scam, Bob, those investments, and like precious metals or any other types of investments that can bring you lots of money for easy or no chance. So this happened, like you said, in Palos Hills, and people just keep giving him money, and he's promising all these returns, and he shows some fake documents to them that they're making all this type of money, and they actually weren't. So, again, if somebody promised you, Bob, that you're guaranteed an income or a percent or whatever it may be, nobody can do that, and that's the tip-off to the rip-off of that one, Bob.
And these days, you have scammers trying to swindle people, and this is because of the tariff news. What are these people doing?
Well, the scammers always, watch news and listen to the radio as well, so the tariffs in the news right now. So they're telling consumers that there's some need to pay the tariffs. Again, the tariffs has nothing to do with consumers, but these scammers are alleging that you have to do something in order to, get relief or get your money back or whatever it may be. So they're using this to really being like an imposter type scam. So they're sending out, fake package notifications. You got to pay your tariff or you're not going to get your package.
Oh, no.
It's en route. Yeah. And tariff relief offers. So you can get reimbursement for your fees. We just need to know give us your credit card information. We'll credit your account.
Mm-hmm.
And then, urgent demands for payment, saying that you didn't pay your tariff on this one. You owe money. We need your credit card. Those types of situations. But they're all impersonating usually a governmental agency, saying that they're here to help you or or provide you some additional funding or return of your money back in some way. Again, anybody promise you something out of blue, Bob, that's usually the tip-off. Do the research. Contact the Better Business Bureau. Look at our scam tracker.
Yeah, is the most common reported type of text scam the fake package delivery one?
Yeah, that is the main one still continuously, because everybody gets packages either from, you know, UPS or Amazon or whomever, or whatever it is, and they're just alleging that their company, it's en route and something's wrong with delivery, so we need either information or you got to pay fees or whatever it may be. If you think it's your delivery company, if you do ordering something, contact them directly. It's easy as that, Bob, not through links. I mean, it comes out of the blue, and that's what usually happens. If you get an email out of blue or a text message, you got to do something quickly. Usually that 30-minute rule, Bob, I always say, is if you have to do something 30 minutes, the only thing I want you to do is buy a pizza, and that's it.
Right, yeah.
You know, everything else, do the research, check it out. The Better Business Bureau has so much information on our website about scams, and we want you to tell us about the scams, too, so we can prevent this from happening to others.
Yeah, and how about all those texts or emails that purportedly have a fraud alert they want you to take action on? You hear a lot about that, too, right?
Yeah, we do. Those type of fraud alerts, that something's wrong with your account, that's what they kind of want to create that sense of urgency about, that you got to act now. Either that, oh, you just purchased a TV, thank you for buying a TV, or something is wrong with your account, and we're closing it, and you got to act now. And sometimes they even go as far to say that put some money, move your money to a different account to protect from the scammers when they're the scammers wanting you to move that money into their account. So banks, credit card companies, don't ask for help to try to catch somebody. They protect you. If you think it's your bank that sent you an email, call them up.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the bank directly, or go to the website that you know. Don't fall for those alarming messages you get on your phone. And it's always a sense of urgency, Bob, to do something quickly, and it's usually in 30 minutes.
And this is the season where you hear a lot about scammers going door to door, posing as contractors, and trying to get you to repair something. Is that it?
That's it, Bob. It's a perennial problem. It always happens beginning of the summer, late spring. People are looking to do work on their homes, and they come out of the woodwork. They just go, door to door. Again, I'm not saying all door to door companies are bad. You just have to do research on them. So you never do business with somebody who walks up to your door, because you got to get two or three bids. So these scammers or bad businesses, or unscrupulous businesses, rather, they kind of ask you for the money quickly, that they can do all these repairs. They want cash. They happen to be in a neighborhood. They can save you money. All the clear warning signs that somebody's trying to take advantage of you. It's best not to open a door. Take their information down. Look at it. Research them. And then contact us, the Better Business Bureau, to see what kind of report they have. But never do business with somebody who walks up to your door out of the blue, because you don't know anything about them. And you want to get two or three bids, too, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
Yeah, and also be careful on social media, because hasn't that become kind of a gold mine for scammers? Because they can use social media to learn a lot about you, can't they?
They can, Bob. They learn a lot about you, and they you put post pictures of your grandchildren, and they do the grandparent scam where you say your grandchild is in trouble, and you got to get him out of jail. So they look at everything online. They hack accounts, so they make it look like you're their friend. So I get an email from Bob Surratt saying, you got to do this, Steve. Click on this link. Well, this link gets you to a site that puts spam or malware on your site. Mm-hmm. So don't act quickly online as well. There's so many people out there trolling online. At the Better Business Bureau, we see this every day. It's always a new twist in some way, but there's so many accounts that are deleted each and every day by the big companies because they can't keep up with these scammers. So the only way to put scams out of business, Bob, as we always say, is never to give them your business.
Never. Steve Burness, thanks as always for the warnings. We will talk to you again next Thursday.
Have a great day, Bob. Thank you.
You too. You're welcome.